Seattle cinephiles have known about Lynn Shelton for years, starting with the 2004 film We Go Way Back. But Shelton's film Hump Day was sort of like a rocket booster for her career. The story of two straight guys who want to make a gay porn film to win a contest garnered Shelton national acclaim, Hollywood jobs, all that stuff. But even though Lynn Shelton may spend her time in Southern California, Seattle is still her home. Her newest film, Touchy Feely, is firmly entrenched here in the Northwest. And we're delighted, Lynn Shelton, that you're here in the studios today. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Marcy.
This story, it seems to me, is about all about love of different types. And it centers on Rosemary DeWitt's character, Abby, who's a massage therapist and who develops an aversion to her profession. And that is not even actually telling the story at all. But I'm wondering if this character, Abby, is where you started crafting this.
Yes, it is. I'd been thinking, after being the recipient of massages for years and years, it started to slowly sink in that the experience of giving the massage would be, you know, a polar opposite experience, basically. But I'd never really thought about that experience before until I was leaving. I was actually arriving to get a massage once, and another client was leaving, and he was a totally different kind of person with a totally different kind of body, and you know, than mine. And I just thought, oh my God, like if you were a masseuse, you would have to see the string of, you know, naked bodies of strangers and then have this very intimate experience with them. And it just popped into my head. It seemed very, you know, feasible that someday you would just reach a threshold and not be able to touch another body, because bodies are weird and skin is freaky. And so that was sort of a starting point. And then once you can't do what you do, then that leads to a more universal question of, you know, lots of people have their occupation informs their sense of identity and self-worth. So if you can't do that anymore, then how do you function and dig yourself out of that hole?
And the yang, I suppose, to Abby's yin is her brother, Paul, who is, she is everything that you might stereotype that a massage therapist would be. She's kind of free love, free wheeling, free everything. And he's uptight, buttoned up, living in a dark house that I think belonged to their parents, right?
Mm-hmm.
And with a practice that's just dwindling away until something happens, sort of magically.
And he's a dentist.
He's a dentist.
Yeah.
So he's touching people's mouths.
Another intimate experience with bodies of strangers in a very different way. But yeah, in a sort of much more confined way. Right. So they start out on sort of polar opposite places personality-wise, and she sort of loses her mojo, and then he gains some mojo because he's being told externally that there's more to you than you realize or that you give yourself credit to, and people are claiming that he has this healing touch, and he doesn't believe it at first, but then he has to start wondering if maybe it's true and exploring this whole new world.
Now, you wrote, directed, and edited this film, but you and I in long past have talked about the process of writing for what you do and how scripted is this particular film?
Prior to this film, I made three films in a row that were really much more outlines, and then the actors were just given complete freedom to find their own way through the beats of the scene with their own words. And the dialogue was anywhere from 75% to 100% improvised. In this case, it was because it was I wanted to break out of this sort of three character, one location mm-hmm. paradigm that I'd been in. I wanted to make something a little bit more complicated narratively with intertwining storylines and all these different threads and different characters. So I took a little bit more of a control freak attitude.
I think if when you write a script, you're allowed to do that.
Yeah, I gave myself permission to sit in a room alone and just write for a change. And then once we got to set, I basically told the actors, look, if there's anything that doesn't feel right, you know, if you see any opportunities to go down little side paths, please, by all means, you know, go for it. And most of the time they wanted to essentially stick to the script, but then there was that freedom. I mean, what I'm looking for in the performances, the acting and the writing, is naturalism. So whatever works, you know, I'm happy to go with.
We're talking with writer, director, and editor Lynn Shelton. Her new film is called Touchy Feely. Also features Ellen Page as Paul's daughter, Jenny, a very unhappy girl who still lives with her very unhappy father, and Allison Janney, who, speaking of control freaks, who's a Reiki therapist. And I I don't want to say too much about the movie, but I think my favorite part is the interactions that she has with Paul the dentist.
Oh, my goodness. Putting those two actors, the guy who plays Paul is named Josh Pice, and he's been in about 85 films in usually very small roles. And he's amazing. He's such a great character actor. And it was so fun to give him a bigger part that he could really sink his teeth into. And putting him and Allison Janney in the same frame is one of my greatest achievements to date. I'm one of, you know, the things I'm most proud of. They're so funny together.
And you just have to watch the movie to find out what happens. I mentioned that there's love. So there's familial love. There's parental love for a daughter. There's sibling. There's love in this movie. But it struck me that there's also love that you have for the place that you live. Seattle features very prominently in this movie. There are these caressingly beautiful panoramas of Seattle vistas. You see the Olympics and the Cascades, and you see us in the damp and gray, but all of them are imbued with your love for this place you live, it seemed to me as a viewer.
Yeah, it is a little bit. It did turn into a bit of a love letter to Seattle, it's true. And I got to really... I got to check off so many things on my wish list. One of them, almost my whole life, as far as I can remember, was to be able to shoot a scene at the Louisa Boren Outlook, which is on Capitol Hill, sort of the north east side. I love that view so much. And it turns out it is a terrible place to film a scene.
Why?
Because, well, there's a flight path that goes right over it, as it turns out. And there's, for sound, it's terrible.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of traffic. And there happened to be, you know, we actually had to reshoot a scene because there was a terrible thunderstorm. The one day I want to shoot, you know, an outdoor dialogue scene, there was a terrible thunderstorm, so we had to come back. But there was like construction going on. I mean, it was just, it was quite the struggle with sound. But I'm so glad that we shot there because it's so gorgeous.
You mentioned that this really is a departure from the sort of 2-3 characters in a cabin or in the woods, or if people have seen Lynn's movies, you know, they're intimate portraits in intimate spaces. There are a lot of locations, and in addition to the outdoor shots, was that fun or scary?
It was really fun. It was a little scary because I really love to have a level of intimacy and emotional safety on all of my sets that I wasn't sure would translate to a larger crew, because you need more bodies on set if you have more locations, you know, 15, 20 locations. You have to you know, transport a lot of equipment from place to place and then set it up the lighting every time you go. And it just requires more bodies. And I was really pleasantly surprised to find out that as long as you really carefully choose the kind of the chemistry of the set and who's on it, and that everybody really wants to be there and we all feel like we're a part of making something, you can actually expand that feeling of intimacy and emotional trust to a larger crew and cast. And it was a really beautiful experience. And it was so nice to be able to, it was pretty much all shot in the CD and Capitol Hill, all around Capitol Hill. And then the dentist's office was actually over in the University District, but Laurelhurst. But most everything was shot around there, and it was really fun to keep geographically specific. You know, having been raised as a Seattleite, growing up in Seattle and seeing films like Say Anything and Sleepless in Seattle that get the geography wrong, you know, it's been a pet peeve of mine forever. So this was really fun. In fact, Alex Kostelnik, who owns 2020 Cycles, where we shoot Scoot McNairy's character, has a job there. We actually shot at his house. And Scoot McNairy was supposed to, his character was supposed to have, you know, be a co-owner in this bicycle shop. And he was so generous. So many people were so kind and generous in lending us their locations.
Lynn Shelton's with us. Her latest film is called Touchy Feely. Now, since your career has taken off, you have spent quite a bit of time working on shows like Mad Men, Girls, all that stuff. And I wonder how the exposure to the industry with a capital I, how you, what you take from that and bring back to your own filmmaking.
Well, I had made two improvised features right before I did my first TV gig, which was Mad Men. Mm-hmm. And that experience really made me want to go back and try to write a more scripted piece, because it was so luxurious to be on set and have all the lines figured out. And it wasn't until I had that experience that I realized just how stressful it was to be writing dialogue on set. It's really terrifying, because there's a part of my brain that's sort of in editor mode, and I'm thinking, okay, do I have enough to put the scene together later in the edit room? And I just have to kind of go on instinct. And so it was definitely inspiring to be on this show where everybody really knew who their characters were through and through. They had all the backstory in their heads, and this dialogue was already written and so beautifully written. And then I could concentrate as a director on just shaping the scene in the moment, really staying in the moment with the actors. And so I knew at that moment that eventually I was going to write a script in a more controlled way.
Your latest film you shot up here, the title right now is Laggies, and mm-hmm. it might change, but we don't know. And I understand that you actually had to you had a discussion, not a fight, a discussion with the powers that be. They wanted it to be set in L.A., and you shot it up here.
Well, I mean, to their credit, the writer, Andrea Siegel, is the first movie I've made that I didn't write myself, and the script came to me, and I just read it and fell in love with it and just really felt personally connected to it and you know, like I would easily be able to work with this material. She set it in Orange County because that's where she grew up, and so she had a very personal connection to that area. And I just really lucked out because I was able to get them in touch with the Washington Film Works organization, which is our film incentive program. And then just the timing of everything worked out that we were able to bring the production up here, and I could not have been happier. So I went over to the East Side, which is, I felt like, was the most sort of Orange County-like, you know, part of the area. And so I get to set up the East Side, West Side culture.
Lynn Shelton's latest movie, actually, Laggies, you're going to have to wait for. The new movie is Touchy Feely, and it opens tomorrow night. It's been great to have you here.